Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. A few weeks back, we talked about the incidents in the Red Sea on the Brother Islands with the oceanic white-tip sharks. There we had, in a short period of time, we had several incidents. And the government and NGOs sent out a statement saying that the reason for these bites were because the liverboards that sail out there illegally fed the sharks. Well, some NGOs of the area, together with some governmental agencies, finally released a statement of what they plan to do. Actually, that's a good thing, but I'll wait till you hear what they plan to do. The plan is not just amateurish, it's also ridiculous. First, they present a summary of their quote-unquote findings. One of them was that the local sharks would not find enough food anymore, and so the illegal feeding of them through the liverboards brought them closer to the divers. Remember, we talked about 5 to 10 sharks in the area. Then it was concluded, that's another weird thing, that the smallest shark involved was about 3 feet. That's about 1 meter. I looked at 3 videos that showed the incident, and none of these sharks was that small. But hey, they're the experts, right? And anyway, I have never ever come across out at Brothers or elsewhere in the Red Sea, where we have oceanics quite commonly, that we had seen that small specimen. It's just not happening. But the best one was that all incidents were non-provoked, meaning the diver didn't do anything wrong, the shark just put in his mind to bite the person, that's that. Yeah, right. The divers did not do anything wrong. I could look at all 3 incidents that were videotaped, and in all of them were the diver's action the initial trigger to the later bite. And even more so, would the close-by divers and guides have been able to read the signs correctly? None, and I mean none, of the incidents would have happened. Don't get me wrong, I do not blame the divers close by. They just didn't know better. But there is sure some blame on the guides. Anyway, the conclusion was that the divers did not do anything wrong. So, how in the world can these people write that the bites were non-provoked? Well, I guess the answer to that is that they just don't consult experts, and if they did, what I highly doubt, they should have at least checked on the person's background. There's absolutely, and I mean absolutely, no way that these sharks were not provoked by the divers. Of course, you could say now, that's the past. But is it? Don't we learn from this past experience? And yeah, I think the local agencies, that they learn something, they understand they have to do something, but what they now plan to do is pretty stupid. So who is planning what? First off, there is HEPCA. HEPCA is an abbreviation for Hurghada Environmental and Conservation Association, basically an NGO. In cooperation with this NGO is the Red Sea Protectorate and the Chamber for Diving and Water Sports Security, CDWS. So they plan to invite 15 dive instructors and educate them in a 3-day seminar. And on top of them, they invited a very dubious shark organization that I mocked in the past from Germany, consisting entirely of lay people who shall in the blanks when it comes to sharks and behavior. Yeah, right. You ask lay people to fill in shark-human interaction-related questions. This feels like as if you have some difficult strategic decisions to make for a looming war, and you ask the cook of a local Boy Scout chapter how to handle it best. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. So, what will the outcome be? Well, once the next incident happens with oceanics, when the new season comes around, HEPCA, CWS, etc. will say that this new incident was unforeseen, that they did everything possible, but will neglect to say that the one thing they should have done, contact people in the field of shark interaction, they failed to do. Anyway, on the statement that was sent out, I read they also came up with the goals of the plan. Most of it is lip service, of course, but there was one goal that I like to read. It says, raising environmental awareness as well as improving the performance and capabilities of the boat, crews, and dive guides to ensure proper and safe interactions with sharks. What does raising environmental awareness mean? I know it is a saying we see all over the place, but what does it really mean? That people are more aware now of what is happening around them when it comes to the environment, and that they act or react when they notice something? Mind you, we're talking about divers here. Enough said for that part of the goal. And then there is, quote, improving the performance and capabilities of the boat crews and dive guides to ensure proper and safe interaction with sharks, end of quote. How do they want to improve performance around sharks when there is nobody who could tell them? Beats me. And so the proper and safe interaction falls into the same category. I guess stupidity once more raised its ugly head. So they will not teach what to look for when a shark shows up or what the different posturings mean because they don't know. They also will not teach how to intercept and calm down an irritated shark or how to withdraw controlled and, more importantly, when not to withdraw. And I don't even want to start what needs to be done should someone get bitten, and on and on. The sad thing is, we have the answers, and we did not just thinking about them in the last 12 months, but for the last 30 years. And we did the tests and run the experiments. And all this was not just done on reef sharks, but bulls, tigers, whites, and yes, oceanics as well. I'm sure you can hear my frustration over this issue, but I guess it is one of these things that just don't make sense and we have to accept. Oh, I nearly forgot. The organizers want that the 15 dive instructors then go out there and spread the word. I'm not sure what crap they have to spread, but assuming they get some notes or whatever, they will likely put effort in it to do as asked. Consciously spreading wrongful information sounds like a criminal act against nature to me. As if the sharks needed more wrongful publicity, right? I just hope that those instructors see this workshop for what it is, a cheap promo campaign for the organizers and their position in the Red Sea on the back of the victims. Let's pray to the shark gods and beg for forgiveness because we failed once more to show divers the light when it comes to sharks. And yes, we should also pray that none of the oceanics shows up next season, otherwise a bite will then be blamed on all of them again. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.